USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Ukraine crisis is on the front burner as President Biden holds a call at the White House with allies. This as Ukrainian Member of Parliament and political leader Kira Ryduk is blaming Russia for trapping unarmed Ukrainian citizens in Mariupol.
And every single time we are trying to get people out, Russian forces are firing at them.
She says people are being forced to die in basements and dying of hunger and dehydration. Fannie Mae is forecasting a modest recession in 2023. A report from the mortgage giant cites inflation and the tightening of monetary policy by the Fed Reserve. Ongoing global impacts from Russia's war against Ukraine are also expected. The recession not expected to be as bad as the one in 2008. USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free, 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
The annual anniversary remembrance ceremony for the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing is held to remember the 168 people killed in the terror attack. Oklahoma City's Mayor David Holt says the bombing is a reminder of the dangers of dehumanization.
When you see your fellow human beings as Republicans or Democrats, not as fathers and mothers, sons and daughters, brothers and sisters, then you have begun the process of dehumanization.
Another European country is looking to join the EU.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has formally applied for membership in the European Union. He says it's the aspiration Ukrainians are fighting for and that they've been mentally in Europe for a long time. Zelensky said he believed this first step would lead to his country gaining candidate status within weeks. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
The parents of a Michigan high school shooting suspect will not have their bond reduced. An Oakland County judge refusing to bring it down from $500,000 to $100,000. She did accept James and Jennifer Crumley's wishes to be co-defendants in the case, represented by the same attorney, and tentatively set the trial date for October 24th. They're charged with manslaughter in last November's shooting. They're accused of buying the gun their 15-year-old son allegedly used to kill four people at Oxford High School and injure seven more. Philadelphia has reinstated a citywide mask mandate that requires everyone in indoor public areas to wear a mask. Pennsylvania Senate candidate Dr. Mehmet Oz tells Fox News that it's Democrats pushing the mask mandates.
It violates what we as Americans have always appreciated, which is individualism. We're smart enough to do the right things for ourselves. Don't force mandates on us that are clunky, top-down, authoritarian, one-size-fits-all rules that just do not work.
The NFL is launching an investigation into allegations that the Cleveland Browns lost games on purpose during the tenure of former head coach Hugh Jackson. Sources say the league is looking into statements made by Jackson implying he was paid or offered pay to lose games so that they could secure higher draft picks. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.